Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia, and this is Showing Up for Dailies, our prayer igniters to start your day. Showing Up for Dailies is taken from the model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6. And in verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to the Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So we show up daily to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get wisdom and knowledge of him, and to be healed and delivered by him. Not only does he to supply us with our physical sustenance, our daily bread, but he also sustains us in our entirety. So we show up to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Our scripture today, again, we're referring to the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. And my suggestion is that you read that in its entirety. Glory to God. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Please note, this program will end abruptly so that you may continue to pray and move heaven. This series is a weekday fire starter to get your day going in prayer. God bless. Today, just so that you know, we are praying for protection. Amen. We're praying for those that are in the hospital. We're praying for essential workers in hospitals and grocery stores, delivery people, wherever they may be, working on warehouses. It doesn't matter where they are. Wherever they are deemed essential, we are praying for them today. Amen. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, Lord God, holy is the Lord. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord God. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. As we come before you, help us, help us, help us. Help us, help us see you, oh God. Help us see you and know you. Oh, Lord God, and give you the accolades, Lord God. For truly you are holy. You are holy, you are holy, oh God. You are holy. You are holy whether we see it or not. You are holy whether we recognize it or not. You are holy whether we believe it or not. You are holy. Oh, my God, you are holy and we give glory to you. You are holy and we bow ourselves to you. You are holy. God, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, righteous is your name, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, I thank you, Lord God, holy, 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 holy is the Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost, thank you, Holy Ghost, thank you for your help, holy is the Lord, holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory, Lord God. And all of your glory and all of your righteousness, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace. I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, Lord. You have been faithful, Lord God, and you have been true to each and every one of us, Lord God. You have been faithful, and you have been true to each and every one of us, Lord God. And we bow in your presence, Lord God, and surrender to your will even right now, Lord God. We humble ourselves and under your mighty hand, Lord God, and give you thanks and we give you praise for the things that you have done, Lord God, because everything that you do, it is great. There is no small thing that you have done. All of it is great, and we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise. We honor you, Lord God. Great is your name, Lord God. You are greatly to be praised. From nation to nation, you are greatly to be praised. Lord, in this nation and in every nation, you are greatly to be praised. And we honor you this morning, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God.
with our voices. We do honor you, Lord God, and we honor you, Lord, for those that don't have a voice this morning. We lift up our voices, Lord God. For those who cannot speak today, we honor you for them, Lord God. For those that can lift our hands today, we lift our hands for them today, Lord Jesus. For those, Lord God, that can't stand today, Lord God, we stand for them and we give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not left us without remedy in this day, because you are the answer to whatever the question is today. You are the answer. You are the answer. We thank you, Lord. You've not left us without remedy. You've not left us without whatever it is that we have need of. You are the answer. You are the panacea. You are the cure. You are the remedy. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We just give you glory and we give you praise. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, God. We are blessed because of you. We are blessed. 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 We are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed when we come and when we go because of your presence. We are blessed because of your presence. Your presence. We are blessed. Because your presence is here. Your presence is here. Your presence is here. And we are blessed. Your presence is here. You have honored us with your presence. And we are blessed. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your mighty presence coming in the midst of us, Lord God. Even before we begin to submit, begin to make our submissions, make our requests known before you. Lord God, you have come in the midst of us, and you said where two or three are gathered together, honey, you are there in the midst, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and I join my prayers with so many others, Lord God, as we lift up all those, Lord God, in the hospitals, Lord God, those that are in the grocery stores, and those, Lord God, that are delivery people, Lord God, and those that are in warehouses, Lord, and those that are in assembly factories, Lord, and those that are in meat houses, Lord, and those that are in slaughterhouses, and those that are in dairy farms, and those that are farmers, and those that are in agriculture, and those that are in different walks of life and in different ways of working and places that I may not even have understood that are essential, and they are doing all these things that are being helped to all of mankind. Father God, lift up every work in every way and every person, Lord God, that is essential during this pandemic. Every person, Lord God, that has been a help to all of mankind during this time. Lord God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for a special covering over their lives and over their family. Lord God, I ask for a special covering over their homes and over their finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you make whatever they have, Lord God, multiply right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cause it to multiply, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, whatever they have, even if it be small, Father God, I'm asking that you cause it to multiply. Lord, that small, cause it to be much right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If there was a lot, cause it to be more, Lord God, in Jesus' name, because they are helping humanity. Lord God, because they're helping yours, those that you love. Lord God, because they're being used by you to help those that you have formed, Lord God, in your image. Because each and every man and woman walking on the face of this earth was formed in the image of God, and all of us are valuing in your eyesight. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cover each and every one of them again, I say. Oh, Lord, and cover their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and also, Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you usher them into your presence. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, mark them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For a special blessing, Lord God, from on high. Lord God, mark them, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord God. Let them feel your presence wherever they are right now.
nation they may reside, wherever city they may reside, whatever village they may be living in, whatever tribe they may be a part of, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the Holy Ghost and fire fall down on them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let them begin to feel the power and the presence of God wherever they are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and overtake them, Lord God, even as you did in the day of Pentecost. So, Lord God, let it be so even now on those, Lord God, that have been deemed essential, Lord God, those that have been working as essential workers in this pandemic. Bless them, Lord God, with the blessing of all blessings, Lord God, and let your spirit overshadow them, Lord God, right now, and fill them full of the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is the season, Lord God, when the Holy Ghost fell, Lord God, in Jerusalem. This is the season of the Feast of Pentecost. This is the season, Lord God, when the Jews are celebrating right now in Israel, when the Jews all over the world are celebrating the Festival of Pentecost, when they're celebrating the Feast of Weeks. This is that same season, Lord God. Let your spirit, Lord God, begin to move, Lord God. Oh, Lord, in the midst of these, Lord God, special blessings upon each and every one of them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let blessings come upon them, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Blessings of protection, Lord God, is in the heart. Lord, I know, Lord God, the realm to the east that is insufficient, Lord God, and let them be covered with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let them be covered by your Spirit, Lord God, so it won't even matter if the PPE is insufficient or not, because your Spirit is sufficient, Lord God. Your protection is greater than PPE. Oh, Lord God, cover it. Hallelujah, them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, as we wait in your presence, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as we wait in your presence, we thank you, Lord God, for your promise. We thank you for your protection, Lord God. We thank you for your protection, Lord God, because no enemy can penetrate the protection of God Almighty, because you are Almighty. Nothing can penetrate your protection. There is no enemy, no weapon that can get through the protection of God. No, nothing, no virus,